There's not much time before this thing explodes.
Cut the green wire.
Are you sure?
No.
This is almost as exciting as this episode of PMK.
Well, I find out how they make those amazing fireworks shows.
Ready?
I'm ready. Get ready to rock as I use high-powered explosives to blast my way into solid rock.
That's a really good blast.
Charlie shows us how to make a bombastic baking soda backyard bomb.
And throw.
And now I go to a movie set to see the right way to blow up a car.
So stick around. This episode is going to be a real blast.
It's still counting down. Let's get out of here.
Episode of PMK. We were just lighting off some fireworks to help set the mood.
Whoa! Are you sure it's safe to set these off indoors?
Sure I am.
Even says on the box, indoor fireworks.
Let me see this.
For use in stadiums only. This is for sporting events in big, huge buildings.
I gotta go find a fire extinguisher.
Uh-oh.
Here, take a look at how to do fireworks right. This is a firework. And so is this. Inside this tube is a firework bigger than a cannonball. Nice boy. Tonight, it and 2,000 others are gonna burst into the air at the Montreal Fireworks Competition. And I'm gonna light the opening volley.
Every year, countries compete to see who has the best fireworks. It's a fireworks show set to music.
Paul Jacassi helps each country get ready. Paul, there's enough firepower here to start like a war. This has gotta be a dangerous job. What scares you the most?
You know, 3 years ago, lightning struck one of the fireworks and set up 50 of them.
Wow.
While we were working on a ramp. So people were running everywhere.
Everyone's running to get the fireworks ready for the show tonight.
This is the place where we put the firework together. These are all kinds of shells.
What's inside a shell?
First, the spark comes down this wire into the fuse and goes down to the lift charge at the bottom.
Which sends it into the air like a rocket.
This delay keeps the spark burning and don't let anything explode until the shell is way up into the air.
But when the spark hits these little stars, kaboom.
Kaboom.
Different metals are mixed in with the explosives and the stars to make different colors, like copper for green and aluminum for white.
The round shells make huge round circles, kind of like a chrysanthemum.
Or this one, called a willow.
What does this one look like?
You want to go find out?
Yeah.
Come with me.
We drop it into the mortar, which holds the shell steady.
Okay. Now you can unroll it and go far away this way.
Are
you
ready?
Yeah, yes, I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. That was so cool. Okay, well, that was one, but how do you ignite 2,000 and in time to the music?
Okay, you see all those wires that's come out from the mortar?
The wires run all the way to a control board, a half a kilometer away. Each button connects to a series of fireworks.
It's almost dark enough to start the show, and I get to light the first volley. That's to let everyone know the show's about to start.
Go!
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You make me nervous.
No, that's what I call a high-stress job. Look at my hands shake. But now that I got everyone's attention, the big show is about to begin.
The fireworks operator listens on his headphones for his cues, which tell him when to press buttons. The fireworks have to explode in time to the music.
It's a bit like conducting an orchestra.
In a few minutes, I blow up a car. Heads up! This is not a wimpy effect.
Wow, that was very scary.
That's coming up on PMK. An explosion creates a huge burst of incredibly powerful hot gas that expands at a gazillion kilometers an hour. If the gas is held in, like it is inside a stick of dynamite, it puts pressure on whatever surrounds it until, boom, it explodes.
All the fires are out. Sorry about that. No, it's okay.
You know, I really like the big sounds the fireworks make.
Hey, not bad.
Thanks.
Do you do any other explosion sound effects?
Yeah, sure. Name something.
A bomb exploding.
All right.
Cool.
Come on, try something harder now.
Okay. A balloon filled with pudding exploding.
Oh.
Okay. All right, now a cow with a time bomb in his stomach.
Ooh.
All right. That's really good. How do you...
Gotcha.
Is there any sound effect for blowing up solid rock?
I don't think so.
Well, there will be after this.
This piece of rock is 400 million years old, and it's huge. It weighs about 13,000 tons. Today, I'm going to turn it all into rubble. And it'll take less than a second to do it. It would be like moving a mountain.
I'm at a rock quarry. This rock is turned into gravel and asphalt for roads and cement for houses and skyscrapers.
I'm going out to blast some rock with John Corey and his explosives team. Hey, John.
Hi, Tyler.
So what do we do first?
All rocks have to be broken up into small pieces, otherwise they're too big to be ground up.
To blow up rock, you start by digging holes.
This is the rig we use to drill into the solid rock, drills the holes that we use to load explosives in.
This bit can drill through solid rock.
The explosive we use at this property is ANFO.
It turns into a powerful gas that expands at 4 million pounds per square inch. That's 4 million pounds pushing against every piece of rock this size, and that's what moves it.
This is a detonator, a cap. If you hit the end of this cap with a hammer, it's got enough power on it to blow your arm right off. The cap has to be connected to the primer and then loaded into the hole with the ANFO. The cap starts the primer, and the primer starts the ANFO. Now you have a blast.
The caps and the ANFO are kept separate until the last minute, because if the caps blow up by themselves, it's not as bad as if they blow the ANFO up.
The detonator goes in the hole first, because we want the explosion to start at the bottom. Then we fill the hole up to the collar with ANFO.
The collar is the top 4 feet of the hole. We fill it with small rocks to prevent the explosion from just blowing out the top. Each wire is timed to blow up one hole 25 milliseconds after another. We're going to blow up the rock in the middle first, so that way the rock further back has a space to explode. Otherwise, it wouldn't break up. Well, it's time to sound the all-clear alarm. Everybody out! Except me. Because I'm going to set off the blast! It only takes a small spark from this battery to get it going.
This button here charges the battery. This button here shoots a small spark down the line and fires the blast. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Blasting in 15 seconds. Countdown now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire, Tyler.
Let's go see the damage we did.
No problem.
It'll take the dump trucks 2 days to haul all this away. And then they'll do it all again.
That's a really good blast.
That's a great one.
Yeah. What's Charlie so shaken up about? A bombastic baking soda backyard bomb. This is the biggest sculpture in the world. It's being blasted out of solid rock in the Black Hills of South Dakota. So far, they've blasted 8 million tons of rock to carve out the Crazy Horse Monument. Explosive experts can make controlled blasts and know exactly what piece of rock is going to fall away. The monument honors the Sioux Indian chief, Crazy Horse, who fought for Native Americans in the 1800s. They've been working on it for 50 years, and they've only finished the head. The four presidents of Mount Rushmore could fit inside Crazy Horse's head. Do you think it'll ever be finished in your lifetime?
Oh, hi, how you doing? I was just trying out a few experiments in the garage. I think that one needs a bit more work and a bit less nitroglycerin, you know what I mean? But here's a new one we can do right now. I call it the patented Charlie Bombastic Bag Bomb. But parents, I gotta warn you, do not try this without your kids' permission.
All you need are some plastic snack bags that can zip shut at the top and half a cup of vinegar. Now, vinegar isn't just great for experiments, but also great for French fries. Now take the plastic bag, fill it up with vinegar, and seal it up. With a zip seal at the top of the bag. Not a real seal. Come on, people, work with me. Mix 2 tablespoons of baking soda in half a cup of water. Add 2 tablespoons of dishwashing liquid for extra bubble action. Careful not to get the soap or vinegar in your eyes. If you do, just rinse them out with water. Take the bigger lunch bag and pour your mixture into it. Now take the smaller bag. Make sure it's closed tight and place it in the bigger one. Seal the big one. And that's it. Well, we'll see you next week.
Hey, come on.
Where are you going?
Aww.
You wanted to see the explosion. Fine. Okay, you're the boss.
Grab hold of the smaller bag through the big one and pull it open, making sure not to open the big bag. Then throw it at the ground fast. Ready? Pull. And throw. Man, I wish I'd have taken a picture of that.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I got an idea. I don't need that. I don't need that. For a mid-air explosion, take an empty film canister and fill it about halfway full of vinegar. Put a tissue on top, sagging a bit, but making sure it doesn't touch the vinegar. Now take some baking soda and pour it into the sagging tissue. Take the canister lid and seal it tight. Ready?
So what caused the plastic bag and the film canister to explode? Baking soda. It's the same stuff you mix into cakes to make them rise. It's what's known in chemistry as a base. Not a baseball base.
Right.
Vinegar, on the other hand, is an acid. When you mix acids and bases together, you get a chemical reaction. With vinegar and baking soda, this creates a chemical reaction which makes a gas called carbon dioxide. The gas expands. When it runs out of space in the bag or canister, it bursts its way out and you get an explosion. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have another experiment cooking in here, and it should be just about done.
Oh, man, this is gonna take a while to clean up.
What is the sun? The sun is an explosion that never ends. The sun has the energy of billions of atomic bombs going off every second. It releases energy the same way a hydrogen bomb does, only it's way bigger. That's why we feel its heat, even though it is 93 million miles away. So if the sun is a huge bomb, why doesn't it blow itself apart? Because gravity, the same force that holds you to the Earth's surface, holds the sun's exploding bits together.
This is the most dangerous car in the city. It's going to explode!
Ryle Cosgrove does special effects on movies. His favorite specialty is blowing things up.
Getting the car to explode safely begins here at Ryle's workshop.
They rip out pretty much anything that can burn or fly out, like upholstery and plastic.
Well, Alicia, during the explosion, we want the doors to blow right off.
How do you do that?
Well, we've got what's called a sand cannon. See, it's a big, heavy piece of steel that we put the bomb inside with some sand. And when we weld it into position here and close the door, set the bomb off, that door will blow right off.
This hood is going to fly 20 feet in front of the car.
But first, what we'll need is a kicker plate.
A kicker plate is a piece of steel which the bomb hits so that the whole hood flies off the car. Otherwise, the bomb would blow a hole straight through the hood.
It's what we call a turkey bag. It's full of fuel.
A turkey bag doesn't have much force, but it makes an awful big fire.
These are what we call squibs. They're small explosive devices that we stick on the window just underneath the frame.
And that makes the window shatter.
That's right. Well, Alicia, that's about all we can do here.
Time to get this dangerous piece of junk to the set.
The site is the set of a mafia TV series. But Ryle finds out they won't be allowed to blow up the car.
What we're going to do is blow the hoods with air, and we're putting in an electric light called lightning strikes. We'll give a big flash along with my flash powder, and we'll be cracking the windows. And that's about it for today.
Well, looks like they're ready. 3, 2, 1. Pretty good for a fake explosion. But Ryle said he'd still do the real thing.
Right here!
Just for Popular Mechanics for Kids.
The sand cannons and kicker plates are still in place, so this time we can blow the doors and hood off.
Well, Alicia, this is where we keep the explosives when we're working on set. We have to keep them locked until we're ready to go, and it's about that time. So maybe you should get out of here.
All right. I better listen.
Kind of looks like a turkey, huh?
Things like my microphone transmitter can set off the bomb. That's why the wires are shunted.
You'll see the two wires are twisted together to make one. When we're ready to set off the explosion, we unshunt them and stick them in the firing box to get a positive and negative feed to the bomb.
Whenever there's an explosion, there's a lot of security. That's why the firemen are here.
Just in case a small little piece of metal or something comes flying this way. Well, let's blow it up.
All right.
Three, two, one.
is a really, really big fire. Did you know it was going to be that big?
It's not an exact science, but that's why we always have to be far away.
Yeah, because I noticed some pieces were flying everywhere. And...
yeah.
Ooh, messy. But it was pretty amazing.
You'd like that?
Yep.
Well, just another day at the movies.
What else can we blow up before the show finishes? I don't know, we've blown up fireworks, rocks, a car. I don't know, what else is there?
How about their TV?
Yeah. Step away from your TV. And if there's any pictures or if your cat's sitting on top of your TV, remove them now. See you next time on PMK. No, wait! If we blow up their TV, they won't be able to see the next episode.
That's right. Okay, we won't blow off your TVs. See you later.